Hello, heroes, and welcome to the 86th episode of Campaign. I'm Kat Cool, your host and Game Master. Before we get started, first, let me tell you about Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy! Next, to prepare for our network's 4th anniversary, we're hosting a Patreon drive. The One Shot Network is funded almost entirely by listeners who support us on Patreon. That pays for equipment and games, takes us to conventions, and helps support the people who bring you these shows. We're hoping to bring on lots of new contributors. And to do it, we're bringing back one of the most popular actual plays we've ever done. In order to unlock Feng Shui 3 as the anniversary series that One Shot will feature in August, we want to increase our Patreon to $7,500 a month. We're actually pretty close. We're just over the $7,000 mark, I believe, so it's just that $500 now that we're looking for. If you listen and you like what we do, consider supporting us at the $5 a month level. That gets you access to the Secret Archive, where you'll be able to listen to the first part of Feng Shui 3 right now. Just head over to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast for more information. And now, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Analysis. Having comprehensively criticized Zara's prices, our heroes are now faced with the dynamic and exciting task of intelligence analysis. What has Zoisite Spy Network found on Captain Drine? Will it spell opportunity or disaster?
So the way that I think this works, well, what does it look like? How are you guys researching this? How
poorly.
In a tableau. In a tableau.
Trist is, they're in like the
study,
which is their bunks, basically. So Trist is on his bunk. His legs are crossed in front of him. He's like got a manila portfolio open of like information because he printed it off. And he's wearing reading glasses that no one's ever seen before. Uh-huh. They sit very low on his nose, and he's got like a furrowed brow as he's like flipping through pages.
Lenik is lying on his bed on his stomach with his legs like kicking, mm-hmm. Bent and kicking up in the air, and he's
like talking to a boy on the phone.
Yeah,
got it.
Bacta is on the kitchen table. He's got
standing on the kitchen table.
No, he's sitting at it. He's got a bowl of popcorn, and he's like sort of made a rudimentary map of the complex. And Tony and Tamlin keep eating pieces of the popcorn and ruining the map.
Lynn is in the co-pilot seat. She has her legs like pulled up tight to her chest and has a data pad, and she's making bookmarks using the functionality of the data pad. And then
unlike everyone else
in the ship, she doesn't have reading glasses or any other accoutrement. I think next to her, Nemo is in the pilot seat writing up a storm.
Yes.
Yeah. Both Lynn and Nemo have tea that they...
You're welcome.
Simultaneously.
Oh, everyone's drinking tea.
Yeah.
Well, Trist did open up a bottle of wine.
Oh, that's
but he
true.
Is drinking it out of a teacup.
Good. Everyone in the ship like takes one sip
at the same time, and nobody notices.
But it's a very loud slurp.
The info that you guys are getting, because that's what those roles were for.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot more underworld and military than anything else. So, Captain Drine. Oh, she needs a first name.
Tessa.
Tessa's good.
Tessa's good. Can we let's Star Wars it up. Tessa Drine. Captain Tessa Drine is a military brat. Her family was a part of the Republic, and she grew up in this structure, went through schooling within the Republic, and was a science kiddo.
The science kid. That was a position in the Republic.
Junior science kid. She was involved with a number of projects that were behind enough, this sort of thing, Bacta, that are classified. Zara actually does look kind of scary to have been able to have pulled this sort of information out of the Empire.
And she's scary enough with that pricing structure.
Because these were definitely classified. Because they involved bioengineering to a degree that's like... clone stuff. They're integrating people and tech in a way that's not like Lenik happy cybernetics. That's like Lobot scary
stuff.
Cybernetics. Yeah, okay. It makes more sense that Zara would have this sort of thing, given that they have Angel on board.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing this sort of thing when she was in her teens. And then the Empire came around. It looks like the reason she's a captain was because she went through officer training and all of that stuff. Captain Drine isn't a fighter. She is a...
cleric?
No.
She's a science kid and
science kid.
Science officer.
An arcane trickster.
The Hexblade.
An alchemist, if you will.
She's a warforged.
And you have a number of project outlines that you can delve into and even make stuff up about, if you want, of the sort of spooky experimentation that she did on people. I think the underground side of this is that you can't just, like, do this stuff to people. So they were working with different companies to try to experiment and try stuff out in the world and see what could be done. You have a few places where stuff was tried and stuff failed. Basically, you have like line workers that were lobotified and the whole operation, the factories just collapsed after a while. She never was in charge of any of them, but there are clear signs of her tech being present.
Sorry if this like sidetracks us, but this all reminds me. Did you read A New Dawn?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Vidian and the mining there.
Mm, yeah.
So she was maybe involved with that too. Because Vidian has like mind enhancements too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's involved with early stages of all of those programs.
Fun.
Because that's cool. Like this.
That's only a few years after this.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you have a few instances of that. Feel free to make up stuff or ask further questions.
Okay, since we got a warfare triumph,
mm-hmm.
What I was thinking, and I hope that...
Because this is an information triumph, though.
Yeah, and please stop me if this is too similar to a thing that we've already done. Since we're dealing with a mining operation, there are so many tunnels that are so complicated, the Empire has not mapped them all.
Well, you're looking for information about her past in this. I thought that that's what you
wanted.
Is
that specifically her past? I thought this is about the operation that she has going on the planet.
You guys said that you didn't want information about mine.
You're right.
You said you wanted it to be about her.
She's afraid of Bactas.
You can make up other stuff about her.
Oh, but she's very romantically interested in Lennox.
Yeah, she's super romantically interested in Lennox.
She has an extensive wig collection.
Okay, I mean, again, since it's a triumph warfare and it has to be involving her and her past, I am going to say that she and the Empire are not on super solid terms right now, and that this operation isn't necessarily one that she wants to be working on, and the Empire doesn't have an overwhelming amount of faith in this operation.
What if she, in some past experiment or something, got injured, and she has her own Lobot-type system installed on herself to, like, replace stuff that was damaged?
What if she's a good guy instead of a bad guy?
We have to just reprogram her Lobot brain.
Yeah.
What is a Lobot?
Sure. Do you remember when you talked to Angel Blue from the Kyber Crystals?
No.
Cool.
It's a robot that's close to the ground.
Lobot ground.
This is going to be useful to the audience. Probably. Sentience. Some choose, some don't choose to have a certain part of their brain removed and replaced with a computer system. It looks like gnarly headphones.
And Lobot was a guy who hung out with Lando Calrissian who had that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is not a Lobot, but this program that she's been running is to create these Lobots.
Kind of. That's something that she's worked on. We know that whatever she's doing here is to mind control the Verpine.
Got it.
I propose that she is a Lobot, if you'll allow it.
That's cool. She can be a Lobot.
Cool. Mrs. Lobot.
Well, you've met a Lobot. You met Angel Blue. Angel Blue is one of the three leading members of the Kyber Crystals. She's Zara's right hand, and she decided to get rid of all of her emotions and everything.
With Lobot, he originally just used it for, like, to talk to the computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so a criminal triumph? What could we...
Oh, my God. Squad, get in here. So I've been scouring through some of her underworld contacts.
We're called Squad now?
What's that?
We're called Squad now?
In instances like this when there's important information.
Okay, continue.
So from a lot of these charts and graphs, it looks like a lot of these production facilities that she was experimenting on have come and were shut down. But not all of these places had a complete total loss of the people that were working there. And in fact, in one such instance, I like show you a double helix. That is a sampling of her DNA. I present to you this sampling of another specimen's DNA. Perfect match.
She's got a twin sister?
No. Look at the years. She has a daughter.
Well, I don't see how this helps us. If anything, it's going to make me feel more guilty when we have to kill her.
But it's leverage. If she has a daughter, that means that she cares about protecting something.
That's not necessarily true at all.
All right, well, if she has a daughter, it means that we definitely know that she likes to bang, right?
Tristan, it doesn't mean that. It just means
it means the first thing that I said. Back then, I didn't want to believe that.
She could even have a clone.
Ugh.
I'm really impressed.
I'm mystified.
Why doesn't everyone say how they are?
I'm doing fine.
I'm a little bit drunk.
Could you not... Can you only read when you're drunk?
I can read at all times. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Also, you'll notice that the things that I pointed out were pictures.
Well, DNA has... four letters.
It's a double helix. It's not like I would look at that and say, what the hell could that be?
Could be a twisty ladder.
Oh, you know what? I'm reading this wrong. It looks like she takes a twisty ladder to bed. And there's an identical twisty ladder somewhere in her complex. So that's the information I got. Be on the lookout for twisty ladders.
Okay. You don't have to be...
What, me?
Well, yeah, I guess. This conversation's gonna cost you, buddy.
How old's her daughter, or twin, or... Also, how did you know it's a daughter?
A female.
I'm confused.
This is female DNA.
How do you know?
It's XX. That's a chromosomal structure. It means it's female. And to answer your question, Tamlin, looks like 6 years old.
Oh, so like a friend.
I mean, oh, God, this no. This is all over again. It's so the age of the person does not dictate the friend level.
Yeah, I beg to disagree.
Well, so yes, a potential friend. Or a potential bargaining chip. A leverage point.
What else?
Shut up.
Okay, so we've got a scientist that's been in the military her whole life. She's at this remote region of space.
She's a Lobot.
She may or may not be raising a child or clone or something.
Why are we calling AJ6 cyborg constructs Lobots?
The lobotomy robot.
That seems bad. Does that seem bad to all of you?
What?
It seems descriptive of the thing.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not a lobotomy.
Well, it's a...
Didn't they get their, like, brains re-scrambled to remove all their emotions?
It's essentially a lobotomy.
It's your essential re-scrambling.
Okay, I'm friends with an AJ6 cyborg construct.
You know,
that's a lot easier to say. You're right. We'll use your thing.
Wait a second. Are you claiming that because you're friends with them, you can say Lobot and we can't say Lobot because we don't have a Lobot
friend?
I'm
saying you shouldn't call anybody a Lobot. What the hell is that?
What if their name was Lobot?
Then you would call that person Lobot. I just call Angel Angel and I call her a cyborg otherwise.
Well, we don't know the daughter's name because it's in words and none of us can.
Why can't
and
you just call her a
also
cyborg?
Also isn't descriptive because Linux is cyborg.
That's true.
Right. So that's why wouldn't you just call
maybe Brainborg
cyborgs cyborgs
Brainborg
Brainborg?
Why do you need a secondary descriptor?
Because we need to know that it's a specific type of cyborg,
right? An AJ6.
That's so much of a mouthful.
Hard to do.
What about a scramblehead?
Okay,
cheesy crazy.
What does AJ6 stand for?
I have no idea. Why is the mood suddenly way down? Because
I'm fine with scramble
because I didn't
head.
Like you guys saying lobotomy robot.
We
I think lobotomy is it lobotomy?
It's also people aren't robots. Lenik.
Then how do you explain
you're
this?
You're a cyborg.
Lenik punches the nearest anything.
Swan, please just stop punching holes.
We'll stop setting
I can't
them up for
into our ship.
My robot brain doesn't know how
oh
to stop.
Oh my gosh, Lenik.
I'm a cyborg.
So if she's not a robot, then Lobot is not the right term.
Right.
So like Loborg? Lobotomy human? Loborg. Loborg works because she's a cyborg.
Cyborg. Just cyborg.
No, but Lenik
please
is a cyborg.
Just cyborg.
Yeah, well.
She is also a cyborg.
Yeah, but they're not the same.
She's kind of like a werewolf, but a robot.
But Lenik is not a Loborg.
No.
Which is the more descriptive term.
No.
So if we call her a Loborg, well, no, we're not talking about Lenik. So
I think she doesn't have a lobotomy.
Well, but she does have
a... No, she does have her brains all scrambled.
She just cut off access to certain parts of her brain.
She cut her brain. That's not a lobotomy?
Cat. Recipe for lobotomy.
Do you really want to start that? That seems like a bad idea. Warming up oven.
No. Recipe for. Oh, recipe is. Recipe for does make the thing. Cat, cancel all orders. Okay, so I think that what Lynn is trying to say is that we should use a more all-encompassing term like Loborg.
I guess.
That's not what I'm saying.
Then what are you saying?
Okay, well, then
what
I've
do we call this
missed.
Lobot then? I'm not going to say AJ6.
Why?
Because it's so many words.
It's so many words.
Well, it's two letters.
First of all, those aren't letters.
I have no idea what those are.
Yes, you do.
Those are not letters.
Yes, they are.
They absolutely are not.
They 100% are.
I read and write in Arabic.
They're in High Galactic, Bacta. They're in High Galactic, and that is an alphabet that is real.
Can I just say, this explanation is taking so long, we could just say Lobot. Or Lowborn.
I would really prefer if you didn't. I would really prefer if you didn't.
Can we call Angel and see what she likes to be called?
Yes. Let's call Angel and see what she likes
please
to be
don't
called.
How much will that cost? Please don't offend my
Oh, you're
my
right.
Friend.
That's going to cost us so long.
Everyone get in a tableau. I'll call Angel.
Please. Can we just... All three of you go put a credit in the tryst jar and let's move on.
And now let's star swipe.
Okay, so we open on you guys approaching Roach G42, where Captain Drine's main research station is, in these Verpine stealth hoppers. These are two-man vehicles.
Two-person.
Piloted front to front.
Quite possibly.
Oh, they look like love bugs.
When you say front to front, do you mean the people are sitting facing
people
each other?
Still sitting facing each other, looking over each other's shoulders as they...
That's the least obvious way to ever build a spacecraft, so yes. I believe that it should be the way that these spacecraft are built.
Please, please tell me everything that they look like.
So they're front to front piloted, but there's one joystick in between the two.
Uh-huh.
So there's like only one of them could actually drive the thing, but the sides of the joysticks are like the gunner controls. Mm-hmm. So the people are directly making eye contact with each other, or would be were they not wearing the special helmet view screens that give them like a 360 display of the ship. The way that the seats are set up as well. Yep. The way that the seats are set up as well, when you're sitting inside of it, your feet and your heads are very close together, but your butts are as far apart as possible. So you're sitting at like a kind of like,
a, like diamond,
a diamond, but like a flattened diamond.
Flattened diamond.
So you're
using a squatty potty in a low cave.
Exactly. So you're like kissing distance away from each other, but you're wearing these helmets and your feet are like crisscrossed over each other.
In fact, I'm going to say people piloting these accidentally kiss all the time.
I think the helmets have like, you know, helmets have like the breather mask for when you're going at Mach speeds, mm-hmm. but it's one mask that like each person has to hook into.
Oh, yeah. So they're on either side of a breathing mask?
Yeah, but it's the same mask. So you can kiss inside the mask.
Easily.
But the fact that your faces are strapped together makes it so much more common than it
and they
be.
Were designed this way because these creatures don't need to communicate with verbal communication.
Right, so they can telepathically communicate.
The closer the mouth, the better for them.
They can
make no difference.
Communicate at the same time.
But they were also horrified of it because they are very puritanical in what they want other
they're
races
not,
to do.
Yeah, they're not. But they're like... It's not exactly puritanical for them.
But
they
like,
don't think of this.
Other races, when they sold these, started. That's why part of the thing that these things don't sell well with other races because they weren't designed for other races, and there were too many hookups happening in the cockpit because of how the close proximity that people are to each other.
And since they are stealth, like they're super easy to just park and like make out without anyone seeing.
Sure.
Oh.
So you take these up to make out point.
Woo!
I love these stealth hoppers, guys. Good job.
Well, actually, their street name is Hookup Hoppers.
Well, their street name, I don't think that these get any play outside of this one asteroid belt.
No, but when you're in it, you definitely get
play. Oh, you're getting
play. And that's
some
how you market the Hookup Hopper.
Stealth Humper?
Stealth Humper.
Who's paired with who? Who's paired with who?
Well, you guys have been in these for like 4 hours at least.
Great.
Hey, Trist, it's crazy that we've been in here so long, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy that you and Baxter have been in that one for so long. Trist has this communication.
Yeah, maybe
looking
we, like,
across from Lynn.
Maybe we like stop and switch up soon.
I don't see how we possibly could.
Look, we'll stop when we get there.
Okay.
By the way, we're coming up on it now.
One thing that I wanted to establish. So you guys before discussed the possibility of staying in radio communication with the barracks hive. If you want to do that, you need to be within 60 miles of them. You are clearly, since you've been traveling through space, no longer at that distance. But if they are hooked up to the frequency of your thing, it's possible so long as they have a blip on that radio frequency. Mm-hmm. So you can have decided to put trackers every 60 miles to let them boost your comm signal, but that would mean that they are listening in to all of the espionage work that you are doing.
Which is why I think we should just tell them about this thing.
They gave you the means to do that. You do not need to do that that for this leg.
Can we turn it on and off?
No.
So they get you.
Yeah. They gave you the thing. If you don't put it, it's not down. So you can decide on this leg whether or not they get to. It's worth noting that there are other places that you might be going, and you have a finite number of these things. So use them wisely.
Okay, I'll say we post up somewhere, do some surveillance on the on this mining operation, see if there's a place that we can get a loose droid. Sorry.
No, I understand. It happens. It's okay. It's okay.
So this is finally putting to bed the whole back to Black Widow thing, though, right?
Oh, no. Lenik's a dead man. Well, but we all knew that anyway.
I don't think it counts because I didn't kiss back.
Nope, it counts.
No,
I feel like it counts.
No. What about those times you initiated?
Well, no. Stop. Click.
Did he just hang up on us?
No, he said click.
He said click.
Click.
It makes a different sound if you hang up.
Click.
It's very dangerous if you hang up on us. Please don't.
I'm going to press this disconnect button.
I mean, he's in the same...
Did you rewire their ship?
Absolutely.
Nice.
For legal reasons, we should probably not do more.
Well, this is criticism, so it's okay. It's a great song. Turn off your conscience.
Yeah, anything else before we get there? I feel like we're good.
There's a wipe to goggles.
Well, there's a... You guys need to make piloting checks upon approach is
So we're playing a game?
We're playing a game.
There's a wipe to some piloting checks to goggles. Now, only one of you is piloting, so you have to decide who's piloting your ship. I'm obviously piloting ours.
That is true. How's your piloting?
I think mine is slightly better than Linux. I'm not sure.
Mine is bad. Space.
Piloting space.
Yeah. Oh, I just got a wash. Wash, wash, wash. Just an even wash. Or a fail.
Two successes, please.
We fail.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think about kissing?
Think about not kissing. Lynn's rules, not mine.
I think the ship works better if you're kissing.
Well, that's probably why we failed the piloting check.
Yeah, so how...
Lennox, was that tongue?
We're going to...
Who's to say?
You guys land fine.
Yep.
What does this look like and where are you landing? Do you activate the stealth drive?
You have to... Mm-hmm. The way to activate the stealth drive is you have to press your lips to the other person's lips.
Yep. There are controls in between your mouths. You have to operate together.
Also, we should say that the helmets that we have to operate these craft are also like rebreathers for outer space.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
And we are wearing like space suits as well.
Oh, what does everybody's space suits look
so
like?
They're all, so we got all of these cause since they're from them, from the... What are these called?
Verpine.
Verpine people. So they're kind of like Verpine-esque. They're all in Verpine colors. So
don't
like,
they not need
so
like, space suits?
No, they don't need space suits, but they've made human-esque space suits in their color scheme.
Gotcha.
So they're like chitinous brown and red colors.
Well, I think it's chromatic.
They're all green.
I think each one is a different color.
That's true.
So
Trist, you have to be monochromatic.
Triss is blue.
You just want to do Voltron colors?
Yeah, I just want to do Voltron colors. I mean,
Power
it doesn't
Rangers.
Matter because
I'm thinking Power Rangers.
Yeah, Power Rangers is probably the way.
I can't be in one of them because I'm wearing my armor, which is
you're the white
you're
armor.
You're
anyway.
Obviously the White Ranger. Stupid.
Well, my
they
armor
gave you
is gray,
they gave you
so.
Green they gave you green armor and you said no thank you. They gave you green armor and they gave you a candle with a black flame, and it took about 3 episodes to get to the bottom of it, but you end up with white armor.
Okay,
or
great.
Your gray armor and a sword with a lion head
with a
on
talking
it,
lion.
Talks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lynn's is obviously yellow. What you got going on? What
Pink.
You got? Pink. Cool. Yeah, so you guys like smooch on the thing.
Yeah, again, so they've got mandibles, right?
Yeah.
So it's made so we have to control it with our tongues essentially.
Oh god, of course.
So we're just essentially making out around these various controls.
You kiss boys.
You guys have to do it too.
But, I know.
But no, we failed the check.
Well, yeah,
we're
you failed the check.
Cause yeah. We'll get there. So how do you guys succeed wildly? So you like make out around this thing.
Yeah, we do.
And effortlessly touch down. Where on the planet have you decided to leave? So like you activate the stealth drive. It looks really cool because it's like the thing in the Clone Wars that Asajj Ventress's ship does. So
oh,
like
yes.
a thing. a pretty cloak comes out around and engulfs the ship. So you can't see things and it's reflective and it doesn't show up on sensors anymore. And you guys navigate around all of these satellites that look very evil. They're all black and red and clearly probing. And you approach this very ominous asteroid with like a hulking institution grafted to it. Okay, great. But what part of the asteroid do you land on? So
the sexiest part, probably.
So yeah, we land on this part of the asteroid that looks like a butt. We land, disappear into the shadow, and then you can see like sort of the distortion. You can see actually little footprints leading out of the butt as we crawl over to where their installation is.
What part of the installation were you aiming for? That's the
outside of it, so that we could like watch it from a distance.
Cool. Cool. Okay, over to Trist and Lynn.
So Trist is, Lynn, you have to meet me halfway here.
I'm trying.
No, you're not trying.
I feel like you're using way too much tongue, and I'm not going to be able to...
This is how much tongue you're... Oh, okay, well, we're losing ground, altitude. We kind of, like, crash skim this thing. And we, like, roll.
Did we just crash?
Yeah, we just crashed because you weren't helping me. It's a two-person ship.
You were using way too much tongue, Tristan.
No, I was not. Who's the pilot here? I know how much tongue to use.
I'm the co-pilot.
Yeah, well, okay. I was doing 90% of the work here.
That's my problem. You're supposed to do 50% of the work.
Oh, also, look at this. I didn't see this console down here. I guess all of this you can do with hand controls as well. Oh, this is interesting. This is way more user-friendly.
Blomp, 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 blomp.
Trist disconnects the latch that was keeping their faces together, and the top of the spaceship pops up like suicide doors, and they can both like climb out of it.
Yeah, so we are safe.
But I think the ship is bunk.
Yeah, the ship is bunk. We took some damage.
Some strain?
Yeah.
We don't roll strain.
You don't roll strain. We just take it. 3, 2, 1, 0. Up too late, Kat.
Negative 1. Negative 2.
Now we're
negative
getting 3. Strain
Tell
back.
Me when to stop. Negative 4.
No, we
negative
take...
Negative 5?
Guys, bless your hearts. Let's say like 8 strain came at you, but it hits your soak.
Well, now we know what it's like to be in a spaceship crash. So that's useful.
You didn't know? I felt like you probably knew.
Yeah, but never in that spaceship.
Yeah, that's...
Now we know what it's like to crash in that spaceship.
So we know that we need to either repair that or get a new ship.
Yeah, but that's what we're doing here. We're all about getting new ships. Constantly getting new ships. You got a real fetish for getting new ships, you know?
You're the one who was just talking about getting new ships.
Okay, well, it sounds like we both share a fetish. Okay. See, Lynn, we're already learning a lot about each other.
Okay.
Now, can we please stop talking about our fetishes and focus on the mission at hand?
Great. Wonderful. Do we have a way to contact the boys? Yes, we do. Our comms hopefully are still working, right?
Mine weren't damaged.
Bleep, bleep, bleep. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Lena Gilo of the Minot.
Oh, thank goodness. Hey, we crashed and are off course.
Oh, probably because you're such a bad kisser.
Trist was doing like 90% of the tongue work needlessly.
Well, that's because he was trying to make up for you.
He was monopolizing the controls, Lenik.
He's the pilot. He knows how much tongue to use.
I am a co-pilot. I also, these are weird controls. I don't want to get into this. Also, there were hand controls.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Hi, Bacta. Can you send me your guys' coordinates so we can come meet you?
Transmitting over a secure line.
I'm flipping a dark side point. It is going to take them around an hour to meet up. We are veered way off course. So that comes up on the map, and you guys now have a means to see where you are across the thing. Well, that doesn't look good.
Well, this could be used to our advantage. We're both coming in from opposite sides of this base, so we have twice the chance of finding a useful position. Let's take some time to look and see if we can find a pathway that's not very well looked after that we could grab a droid.
Sounds good.
Okay. You hang up first.
Do we need to hang up?
Click.
He just said click.
You are looking for a droid. Just any old droid?
We're looking for an astromech unit because we want something that's transmitting, carrying information back and forth that has the layout of the base. If an astromech droid knows how to get around the base, it has a map, Kat.
You are just going outside of this on this rocky outcropping. Daunting.
How many is that? Four?
Four.
Well, it looks like I'm learning the rules. I guess people better start ponying up.
Do we have any blue dice because of how easy this is to do?
No. What about all the books we wrote about this?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, boy. Oh, hey. Looking hopeful over at Lenox Station.
I succeeded with three threats.
Cool.
I failed with an advantage.
Nice. Okay. How's your advantage?
Just the fact that I'm practicing in this heightened sense of awareness. We didn't find any droid that we were looking for, but on my next roll, I will have a blue die added for being at a heightened state of awareness.
Trist is, like, walking around with his hands out. Really proud.
Tiptoeing.
Really proud of this heightened sense of awareness. Keep saying those words. Lenik, you realized at some point that walking around this hunk of rock wasn't going to accomplish much because the chances that an astromech were just going to be rolling around out here were slim to none.
Uh-huh. It's wild that we found the only one.
No. But you did run into effectively something like a telephone pole at one point.
Okay.
So, Mr. Sticky Hands, you climbed this telephone pole and looked down into the base. And down there, still very slim chance that you would see one astromech droid scooting along.
Well, like the sunlight hit it just right. And it, like, yeah.
Off the little satellite that it has up top. But lo and behold, there is one scooting by. It's inside the facility, though. The facility, the way that it's structured, it's currently protected by transparasteel. It's not open.
Well, I found one. Guys, everyone, I found one.
Oh, we just got to get inside, right?
Yeah, we just got to get inside.
I'm sorry, I don't know why that sounded condescending.
It's a base with stormtroopers and droids and...
How's that easy? We just go in, we open a door and go inside.
I say we get captured. On purpose.
I feel like that tips our hand too soon. Maybe getting captured could be part of the second stage of the plan.
Okay, first stage, we make the plan. Second stage, we get captured.
Well, to make the plan, we need the layout, which is why we're here to grab the droid.
Okay, fine. We'll sneak in.
Mm-hmm.
Grab the droid.
Okay.
Sneak out.
Yep.
Get captured.
We can't do that anymore.
Get captured?
Yeah.
Watch me.
No. Lenik, if we get captured on purpose anymore, we're bringing in a Star Destroyer to whatever system we're in. You realize that?
It's got a point. Maybe the Empire's not a good organization to get captured on purpose by.
Sure. Other organizations, possibly. If we can adequately disguise who we are, maybe. We can't do that with the Empire.
No, it feels like in Rebels they get captured all the time without ever knowing any noticing
no.
that...
Bum. Ba-da-dum. Ezra does that once. He does that once, and he completely disguises who he is. He manages to pull it off for a few seconds before Callus figures out who he is. Like, people know who he is.
Well, but that's Callus. Callus knows who he is because he's met him before.
Yes.
It feels like he introduces himself as Jabba the Hutt all the time.
Which makes no sense.
And nobody questions it or notices him.
That was before they had any idea who he was. There was no reason for people to know who that kid was. That was like an earlier season. This season, they know who the hell he is. That's akin to them being the kids on the Minock. And he got captured once this season. I don't know if you guys are caught up. And the first thing that happened was Callus grabbed him and was like, you can't friggin' do this. And
no. Let me ask you, though, was he captured on purpose or on accident?
On purpose.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's capture them accidentally.
Okay. Bum, 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 bum. Fine, then we just steal the droid and don't get captured.
Okay, better plan.
Okay, so we'll wait for you here on top of this pole.
Back to Tristan Lynn.
Do a stealth roll.
Yeah.
What's the difficulty?
It is... it's three.
Two successes, even two successes.
No advantages or anything?
No.
Then unfortunately, we don't get this information, but the audience does.
Oh, I hate the audience.
Yeah. James!
They get all the information, Kat.
To be fair, I hate them too.
Yeah, for different reasons.
Yeah.
So, Trist is hyper alert. Oh, yeah. Yeah, roll your blue die.
Roll my blue die. Nothing.
Good. Trist is hyper alert.
But it did knock my one
failure.
A disadvantage, which was a double disadvantage, which means now I have an advantage.
Great. How are you hyper alert? Tell me what this looks like as we go around a bend in the rock.
So Trist and Lynn are walking together, but Trist is doing all these spin moves to like spin behind Lynn and like come up on her left side and like dart his head back and forth to like scan the environment.
It just feels needless.
And then like he spins or counter around behind her and runs a few paces up and then gets real low to the ground and like darts his head around. No, Lynn, this is working perfectly. I have a complete awareness of our surroundings.
Yeah, you're going to trip me.
Trist does like,
like a cat.
Trist does like a somersault roll right in front of her feet and like comes up with guns drawn, his blasters drawn on the other side, and like moves his hands back and forth to like survey the land. It's an asteroid. There's like nothing around them. There's not even like buildings at this part of the thing.
Beautiful. They go around a bend and then a probe droid with its little pinchy... Like, it's a cute one. It's like one of the petite ones. Thank you, James. Much better. Comes around the other side of the rock. It misses them. It did not see them. But hey, yeah, those are around. Ooh.
Did we see it?
No, we didn't. It goes back up into its hutch in the side of the fortress. Back over to you guys.
can we be in front of a door?
Roll to find a door.
Is that just...
It's door.
Let's go. Door.
Perception.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, exactly. This place doesn't have doors. I'm glad we rolled for that.
You did not see it?
No, no doors.
Good. You guys have not found a door.
So we're just like going around the outside of the building, but just wall.
Bacta takes out his lightsaber and cuts the way in.
Yeah, okay. You have cut a hole.
Why did you do that? What? We don't know what's on the other side of this wall.
There are no doors.
There are doors somewhere. What's on the other side?
I put the little dark side point.
Great.
Yeah, you guys cut a hole in the thing and step in and fall, not very far, into garbage.
Yep.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of trash.
Oh, hey, great idea. Great idea, Bacta.
Well,
hey,
we're in.
Lynn?
Yes?
Oh,
are you okay?
Oh, I'm great. I'm just knee-deep in garbage. How are you?
We're very close now.
Oh, great. Well, come on in. The garbage is great. The garbage is nice and warm.
Why are you in garbage?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you ask Bacta?
Because there are no doors here.
Can Trist roll a perception check to see if he sees a door?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't see it, but I do get 3 advantages.
Okay. How do you want to spend those advantages?
Awareness.
We're getting close to them now.
We are getting closer to them, but we're like up on this like ridge, yeah, like coming over and around. But what Trist sees is not a door. No, Trist does see a door.
Oh.
It is a piece of like kind of debris that like at one point was a door that was like meant to be on this facility, but has like been blown off, blown away and is like covered by like space debris. And Trist sees it and it's like on the side of this ridge. And his plan is that he can use this as a toboggan to ride this door down the ridge and end up like at the foot of the base faster than like walking down the ridge backs that you'd normally would have traversed.
Like Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Trist, as he's scanning, goes, oh yeah, I see the door.
Cute. Back to you guys. There's very dim lighting. There's like a line of like red track lighting way above you guys, like 16 feet. It's a very large room and there's just trash everywhere.
Any hope of us being able to climb out the hole we came in through? Or is it too high that I can't boost back to and then climb out myself?
Or is there just a closed door here?
There's a door into the facility. You can see.
Okay.
Like 30 feet up, but there's a ladder if you across the room.
So yeah, we climb the ladder and Lenik.
Well, okay.
Do you think you can open that door?
Yeah, I think I can open a door.
So you start to walk towards the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Make me perception checks.
What's the difficulty?
Is it 10 purple?
Lenik gets, do you have a species bonus to sight? How does your dark vision actually work?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. There's no way the game actually gave him something for that.
Yeah, I think it's just something we kind of say.
You just see things.
A little better.
Yeah.
I mean, you can give him a blue die. If you think that should be...
I think you should get a blue die to this. yeah, this is another 3 difficulty.
That's two successes and a threat.
How?
No.
Okay. So Bacta starts to like happily and confidently walk forwards. Mm-hmm. But Lenik, with your beautiful boy special eyes, you see that some of the track lighting breaks off. The like the red dots are in fact not track lighting, but eyes.
Do I know what kind of critters they are?
That's a xenology roll.
Mm. I'll try it. What's
average.
The difficulty?
Average.
That's two?
Two. Okay. Hey.
Two failures and two advantages.
Big, scary, long things with red eyes.
But they're up top. Are they flying?
No, they are coming up through the trash, up on the sides, coming down from the ceiling,
like
up in
snakes?
The snake-like.
Okay. Keep in mind there are snakes in Star Wars.
There are snakes in Star Wars. They are thick, max out around 16 feet.
Oh, great. Hey, Bacta, don't move.
Okay.
Look up.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Roll for initiative. End of episode. Now, how about a Dear Minock letter?
Dear Mr. Valentine. Actually, that sounds very pretentious. Dear Trist. They wrote that down and did not delete it. They included that in the missive.
Oh, okay. I thought it was you.
Never understood why people do that.
Please do not read this correspondence out loud on your show. I am forced to communicate through these means as a business card you gave me went up in flames as I retrieved it from my holder.
Yeah, sounds right.
I also fervently hope that you actually possess the ability to read the written word and only argued the contrary to slip past my bodyguards. I need you to understand this, and it is entirely within my knowledge that I will be asking of you something nigh impossible. However, I need you to deny having had any sexual relations with me. Currently, there is an ISB investigation going on into people assisting known fugitives from evading the Empire. I cannot have this investigation involve me. I am this close to getting another term in the Senate, and my reputation cannot and will not be tarnished. As far as I know, recently the investigation has been taken over by the II, and some agent called Jacinto Rith is now in charge, and he has made some extremely sexual threats towards me. Therefore, I must once more ask of you to deny any intercourse between us, especially don't mention any details. Signed, can't be having this on Coruscant. P.S. For somebody who supposedly can't read, you are exceedingly skilled at reproduce... Oh, God, gross.
P.S. Nope, say it.
P.S. For someone who supposedly can't read, you are exceedingly skilled at reproducing the alphabet with your tongue.
Yeah, we all know what that's about.
Yes, it's about sex.
It's about sex. There was a ton of preamble to that.
Yeah, a lot of preamble for what should have just been a threat against you not to speak about.
Yeah. And if I remember who the person that wrote that letter is, and I think I do, because Senator on Coruscant is a big tip-off for me, weren't really too keen on the preamble the night of, if you catch my drift.
Oh, God. Well, wait a minute. No, that doesn't make sense, because they wrote a specific part about preamble. Well, that was post everything.
Oh, yeah, that's post-amble.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's post and pre. I'm ambulatory all over the place.
When did you sleep with the senator, and did you know they were a senator at the time?
At the time, they were senator-elect. They had won their election, but they hadn't taken office yet. So technically, it fulfills two checklists on my bucket list.
What are those?
Yeah, what are the two?
Have sex.
Oh, okay.
So every time?
You just put another check
on the bucket list?
That's great. I'm just saying that it's one of the boxes. Just because I've done have sex doesn't mean it comes off the bucket list.
I think that's exactly how a bucket list works.
Well, then at the end of my life, my bucket list would be blank. I want to look at all of the cool things that I've done.
Some of them multiple times.
Is that how you think a bucket list works?
Well, I'm saying, so you're positing that a bucket list, once you fulfill an item from your bucket list, you remove it and then it's just no longer on the list anymore?
The list is to do, Trist.
No, you check things off of a bucket list. Like, you put the check next to it.
Yeah, but the item in the box, everything is still written on the list.
Yeah, but you don't check it again and you don't refer to it as fulfilling an item in the bucket list if you've already done it.
Look, if I do an item that fulfills four or five of the criteria of the bucket list at the same time, I'm going to say that's a fifer, and I did five items on the bucket list.
Sure. And then you take them off the list.
I would never take them off the list. And that's the difference between me and you. My bucket list is full of checkboxes and written out items.
So every time you do something, you have to scan down the entire list and check as you go.
What a pain.
I know the entire list. It's not like I have to do a scan. I've been checking bucket stuff off for 5 years now.
How big is the list?
Yeah, how long's your list?
I mean, a bucket list is you add things as you get closer to death, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
So right now it's very basic stuff. It's mostly sex and food related.
What are your food related items?
Just like trying different foods during sex.
Okay, Trist. What's the second part of the bucket list thing for this?
Oh, sleep with a senator.
Okay.
Well, but this is a senator elect.
Yeah, a senator
elect.
Elect.
Yeah, so they weren't a senator.
Yeah, you failed this item.
They hadn't taken the oath yet.
First of all, the bucket list says sleep with a senator. There's nothing after that.
Right, so you didn't do it because there was something after.
They weren't a senator
yet. They were a senator elect.
They're a senator now.
Okay. But they are a senator, and I have slept with them.
Doesn't matter.
I slept with a senator.
You didn't.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I kind of feel like it counts.
No, it absolutely
does not count.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spread around the fact that I slept with this senator all over the galaxy, and it will certainly count.
Okay, if you sleep with someone who is in med school, and then in 20 years, can you say you slept with a doctor?
That's interesting.
Nemo, get in here.
Why?
Nemo, we have to ask you questions about sex.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? What if you sleep with someone and then they die? Did you sleep with a dead person?
Of course not.
Of course
not. But you did sleep with someone who's dead?
Yes.
No.
So you didn't sleep with a dead person, but you did sleep with someone who is dead.
Oh my gosh.
Who is now dead.
Like, I don't...
Nemo.
Yeah.
This isn't how time works.
Yes.
If someone slept with you before you received... an award.
Accreditation.
Or something. Or before, how about this? Before you hit the bestseller list, have they slept with a bestselling author?
Which time on the bestsellers list?
Nemo.
First time. There's a first time for everything.
Gotcha.
And that's your first novel, isn't it?
Yeah. My very first novel won a Pulitzer and went right to the top. A space Pulitzer.
Yes. Thank you for the distinction.
Yeah. So if they slept with me before my award-winning book was written.
Mm-hmm. Did they sleep with the best-selling author?
Did they sleep with the best-selling author? When they're talking to their friends, are they going to say, I slept with the best-selling author? Or are they just going to say...
No. They will see me, the best-selling author, and they'll be talking about me, the best-selling author.
Right.
And then they'll look over their friend and say, you know, I slept with him once. Before he was a best-selling author.
Thank you,
Wait,
Nemo.
So you're telling
Thank
me...
Thank you, Nemo.
You're telling me...
Okay. This guy!
I have to either uncheck slept with a senator from my bucket list...
Yes. You better sleep with a senator quick.
Or add elect to the end of the sentence
Correct.
On the bucket list.
You could do that.
Oh, but that feels so much like an asterisk.
Oh, my God.
I don't want you to do
okay,
that.
Okay, so here's the thing. Obviously... Group consensus says that I did not sleep with a senator, so that item comes off the bucket list. Now, I did sleep with a senator-elect, which is never a thing that I even wanted to do.
Lynn, and I'm so mad at both of you, Lynn
Why?
And Lenik.
Why?
Because now he's going to try and sleep with a senator.
No, I'm not going to try
We are
to
wanted
do
fugitives, and he is going to try and sleep with a senator.
There well, are senators all, who are sympathetic to our cause.
I don't know if that could work out for us.
Also, I've already slept with a senator-elect who is now a senator.
That's right, because of all there. Of Trist's past conquests have been so happy to see Trist again. This is definitely going to work out.
Okay,
with us.
First of
That's
all,
what we want.
First of all, Here's whether or not question. They've been happy to see me has nothing to do with the fact that they will sleep with me again.
Well, we don't know. I don't want to know because this does get broadcast somewhere. Like, you know, that's.
I'm not naming names. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, don't name names.
I would never do that.
Thank you. This senator.
I would accidentally do it.
Okay.
It would. Just it could shush, accidentally slip
just
out.
Just shush for the next portion of this.
Got it.
But back to theoretically, this senator could either be someone that we like don't want to mess with because they are a good senator, or this senator could be a really terrible person. In which case, we would like to mess with their life. You know that there are plenty of bad senators.
I have an unrelated question.
Yes.
How do you run for the Senate? Just if someone wanted to run for the Senate for no reason, how would I do that?
Do you have to be born in your district?
No, you do not have to be born in on the planet.
Did you find this out while sleeping with the senator-elect?
I actually, if this is the same senator-elect that I'm thinking of, and now that I'm remembering it a little better, there are two different possibilities.
Two different senators-elect?
No. Well, yes. Two different senators-elect, but one of them is now dead.
Oh, so you've slept with a dead senator.
That's not how it works.
Well, then I have to lose another item on the bucket list, because I definitely had slept with a dead senator on there, but granted, if we're going by the original rule, I have to take that off anyway because they weren't a senator at the time.
Okay, did you edit after they died? Did you have slept with the senator and then you're like, oh, this person died. I think I'll add this to the list just so I can check it off. Or
no, that was on there. That went on at the same time as slept with a senator.
When you sat down and wrote the list, you're like, oh, I want to sleep with this senator who's eventually going to die.
Yeah, well, basically.
Why? Why would you want that?
If you're a senator and your whole planet gets blown up, but you're still a senator, what are you a senator of?
Lynn, you made it sound like you thought that was a reasonable thing to think.
You finish your term and then you really just, you can't get reelected. Okay. You do finish the term, though.
I feel like there's evidence somewhere of that not being the case.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I guess when you have no more constituents, you really can't be a senator.
You get one vote and you win. You win 100% of the vote.
I'm the only person left. I'll vote for me.
Oh, that's true. But then you're only representing you, and you really are limited in your power because lobbyists won't want to deal with you.
No, so there are plenty of people who are going to be from that planet, but not currently on that planet.
So they would just represent the...
all the diaspora.
The diaspora.
Space trash.
No, diaspora.
Well, I'm sure there's some
space
trash. Okay,
but the riffraff, the flim flam.
Why are you attached to the idea?
The absentee votes don't get counted, so...
Of course they do.
You'd be the person who'd be counting them, though.
Who, me? Yeah, I'm just the person sleeping with the senator.
No. If you're the senator and the planet's gone and you are the remaining part of the political elite, all the absentee votes are going to come to you.
I have a salacious proposition.
I'm into this.
Okay. Trist.
Nemo. Go ahead.
Trist, go ahead, Nemo.
I need you to become a senator.
What? He'd be the worst possible person.
Yes.
I mean, but I'm only eligible to become a senator for Tatooine.
Correct. But
I don't even, honestly, I don't even know our current senator. Or is it senators?
Also, I don't know that they're represented.
They're not represented in the Senate, which would mean I would have to make Tatooine join the Empire and be represented kind of in the Senate.
But hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
If you became a senator.
Sure.
You could help so many people check stuff off of their own bucket list.
That's so true.
Wow.
I mean, that's positing a world where everyone has sleep with a senator on their bucket list.
I don't think it's...
It's really one of those things Lynn would get at.
Okay, Lynn, which version of sleep with a dead person is on your bucket list?
Because okay,
I will not ignore the fact that you made it sound like it was reasonable for somebody to want that.
No, I was just saying that Okay, back then.
Checkmate. This is hollow checkmate.
No,
checkmate?
It's not. It's just like you're about to start like kink shaming him, right?
It's not a kink. It's just, it's so far beyond a kink.
Here's what was happening. Here's my mindset going into that. At the time, I wanted to sleep with an older senator.
There you go. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Why not just say sleep with an older senator?
Now, that's what I almost put. But then I thought... But then I thought, how great would it be?
It just seemed really ageist to me.
How great would it be?
Super ageist to me, Bacta.
If I slept with a senator who then eventually died and was a hero.
Nothing about that is ageist.
I just figured it was really morbid, but now it's hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's his weird daydreaming fantasies that he gets that aren't even sexual at all. It's just, how can I glorify Trist in a different context? Oh, maybe the old person that I slept with was also a hero who's dead.
Isn't that the point?
And they have to die to satisfy that.
I feel like I'm being Trist shamed right now.
Isn't that the point of a bucket list? There's supposed to be these weird things that just make you feel special.
Yeah, it's all about, mortality. The whole idea of a bucket list is these are things I'm doing before I die.
This is indefensible.
I think we're actually missing a very important point. What does this bucket list look like and how did you write it?
What do you mean, how did I write it?
How did you write it?
It's a bucket list.
Yeah?
Are they drawings?
No, that's multiple buckets.
Well, he said he doesn't need to look at the list. He just remembers it.
No, he says it's our buckets.
Can we see the bucket list?
I don't have any of... You think I have all of my buckets here on the Minock? That would be insane. There'd be no room for them all.
Do you keep them in a storage locker somewhere?
Yes. I keep them in a 20 by 20 storage locker on Tatooine. Each bucket is full to the brim once I complete the item that is associated with
what
the bucket.
Okay, let's put this in a different context. Let's put it in a different context. If I had on a bucket list, sleep with a Valentine sister, that's weird and...
It's very weird.
Insensitive.
Yes, it is.
But... If I had sleep with a Valentine sister who is now dead as a hero, it would be weird, insensitive, and really terrible.
But I hold you to different standards than I do, Tristan.
But also, I don't think that either one of those things are weird or insensitive.
What?
Because that's him, right?
Also, I don't think she's going to die because you didn't kiss.
I'll never tell.
Well, she's still alive, so...
But the other thing is, like, that's not weird or insensitive. Sleeping with a specific person is allowed to go on a bucket list. If I said that I wanted to sleep with, like, oh boy, let's pick a random senator, Bail Organa. If I said I want to put
you
Bail
really,
Organa...
Wait, he was really quick to jump to Bail Organa.
But, I mean, who wouldn't be?
Honestly, yeah. You try to not jump all over Bail Organa. But if that was on my bucket list and someone was like, oh, I have sleep with Bail Organa on my bucket list, we wouldn't be like, that's weird. That's a specific person.
No, but if it was sleep with Bail Organa who's dead and a hero, they would go, that's weird.
You know, that doesn't sound that weird either.
No, it really doesn't.
It really doesn't.
Well, yeah. Even if it was like sleep with Anne Organa, Bail Organa is probably going to have some pretty good looking Organians around. You know, there's probably an Organa cousin that at a wedding you might meet and it's like, boom, bucket list. Bailed an Organa.
Is it a conflict of interest for Bail Organa to be a senator and also royalty on the planet?
No, because he's not involved with any of Breya's work.
He's representing the planet's interests.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, he doesn't do any of Breya's work whatsoever.
Yeah, but like, are we sure?
Yes.
Are we sure?
I mean, I don't know the guy's schedule, you know, 24/7. There was a period of time where I knew his schedule pretty well, but... No, I don't know anything else about.
Okay, can't be having this. I think we got a little bit off subject, and did also we? You didn't want us to read this at all.
But also, do let me know, because apparently my list is invalidated, and so I would like to update those buckets.
God.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Campaign. The Curve of the Minock will be back again next week. Before I leave you, first, let me tell you about one of our affiliates. Backstory is an ongoing series of interviews with some of the most compelling voices in the RPG and LARP community. Designers, organizers, scholars, and other fascinating folks join your host, Alex Roberts, for a deep dive into their current projects and visions for the future of role-playing. Check it out every other Thursday at oneshotpodcast.com. The Campaign Podcast is a One Shot Podcast Network production. Bacta is performed by James D'Amato, who can be found on Twitter at OneShotRPG, or on his podcast, The One Shot Podcast. Trist Valentine is performed by John Patrick Cohen, who can be found on Twitter at JPSoFly, or on stage with Devil's Daughter at IO Chicago. Lena Gilo is performed by Johnny O'Mara, who can be found on Twitter at Johnny and Briefs, or on his podcast, Dilettante Ball, or on stage with Houndstooth at the Bughouse Theater. I'm Kat Cool, and I can be found on Twitter at Wolves Are Cool, with Cool spelled like my last name, KUHL, or at CampaignPod for the show. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. Finally, all music on the show is performed by the Snowdens of Yesteryear, who can be found at thesnowdensofyesteryear.com or on Spotify, iTunes, and most streaming music services. Until next time, peace is a lie. There is only passion.